Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Marone for Westchester Talk Radio. And today we are once again with our friends at Hightower Westchester. The topic for this broadcast is helping business owners stay on their path to success. And once again, we're here with Roman Chosik, Managing Director and Partner at Hightower Westchester. And let's get right into it. And we'll talk about how to help you set up for financial success, both personally and professionally. Roman, good day, sir.
Good day, Bob. It's always great to see you.
Yes, it is. Now, being a business owner, get into that. What's it like?
So, clearly, look, we're business owners as well. And I understand certainly the diverse and complex demands that business owners have and are faced with. And as we all know, there's not enough hours in the day to focus on your business, your family, and also your future as a whole. So we as a team work with business owners to make sure their business goals and personal goals are aligned to help business owners achieve a comfortable transition to retirement overall.
Can you expand a bit more on how you directly work with those business owners?
Sure. So I am what they call a CEPA, or a Certified Exit Planning Advisor. So the service or the offering that we created, because we've been working with business owners for many years, is to help the business owner from when they start the business to when they sell it or pass it on to the next generation. So what does this overall look like from that standpoint? So we take that business owner through the business cycle. We help them through various different stages, be it in retirement plans, buy-sell agreements, and then we focus on succession planning once the business is more in a mature state. And we help them guide through their options to exit that overall business. And every situation, as we all know, is different. And we help navigate as to making sure we ultimately come out with a customized plan. But we also work with our clients on a personal side of things because we want to have a cohesive plan. In other words, we want to help the business owner formulate a personal financial plan that aligns with the business financial plan. Because ultimately, you want to have this synergy or this sync to make sure everything is communicating with each other.
Walk us through then, when a business owner comes in, walk us through how you approach each situation.
Sure. So just as I said, I mean, you know, doing this for a while, every situation, every business has its own personality, its own identity. So every business is quite different. But what I always tell the business owner is, when you start a business, you always have to have the end in mind, because ultimately you have to plan for the best or worst case scenario. So the goal for us is to ultimately have them have control of their overall destiny, being that their business. And our job is to understand where you are going and how we as a team can ultimately help you get there. So we created this owner-directed process, which starts with the focus on financial planning, investment management, risk management, and also retirement planning. So as the needs of the business and the business owners evolve or become more complex, we expand our focus to include, again, the things such as estate planning, employee retirement planning, business evaluation, and exit planning as well.
Let's dig into this just a little bit more. With a new business, what should the owner, what should I as an owner be thinking about?
Yeah, and there's certainly a lot of things to think through, and it's becoming a lot more difficult to start a business and run a business, as we all know. But the new business owner should focus on financial planning part of it to make sure that ultimately their success is really kind of from a financial standpoint and rewarding standpoint as well, to ultimately meet their personal and business goals, right? And that should include investment management.
This should also look at your business as not being the only investment that you have. The one trap that we always fall into with business owners is a lot of them have significant net worth, about 70% in the business. So for us, is de-risking that aspect of it and understanding the risk management as well and protect the business, right? And retirement planning to protect you and your family's future. So we've worked with business owners for 20 plus years. And for us, it's establishing and
having a network of people that can help,
whether it's the leveraging off the current network that you have, such as their attorneys, but it's also providing resources, as we have this network of attorneys, accounts, insurance agent, and other consultant who ultimately helped, you know, put these pieces together. But part of this process is also making sure that we all communicate to create the most effective long-term strategy. And I always kind of say it's creating a CFO mindset, where usually we're the ones that are navigating this. So we become that chief financial officer to help quarterback all of these moving parts, whether it's the accountant, the attorney, or their other CFO, other parts of their overall family structure. So things to think through as we go through this, it's structuring retirement plans, right? Something that's simplistic access to save money for retirement, such as a 401k plan or starting with an IRA or Roth IRA. Those small minor things really play significant dividends as we look further out. Insurance planning as well. And again, this should be integrated in a personal business level, right? These things, it's not just about having a business insurance, it's about having both sides of it.
So we assess that, both parts of it.
And again, going back into a state plan to integrate the business and the personal level as well.
Let's say my business is doing well, Roman. What things should I be looking for at that point? Again, I'm doing well, moving along. What should I be thinking about?
Yeah, and that's a multi-sort of step approach. And by definition, from a maturity standpoint, it's different for everybody as far as, you know, when the business starts making money, things like that. But as your business grows, you have this steady stream of income, it's thinking not only about yourself, but thinking about your employees. Their future should be part of your overall plan,
right? Because what we do is we help guide that business owner through the employee's retirement plan options available to figure out what makes sense for them, right? For their employees, right? This is another value add. It's not necessarily just focusing on them, but it's making sure their employees are also happy in addition. And the inflection point for the owner as to what they want to do with the business. And this is an important sort of kind of this piece of where they are in the process. Do they take this business to another level, right? To increase revenue, increase the valuation, or are they looking to eventually monetize or create some form of liquidity at that time? Are they looking to sell? Simultaneously, we assess the following. Make sure there's an up-to-date business evaluation. And this is just such an important part. You need to understand the value of your business, not only to manage expectations, but if you decide to sell, also to understand what that liquidity event will look like. It answers the question, can I sell as we model out, or do I need to wait before I do stuff to perhaps increase the valuation of the overall business? But you know, what you think your business is worth is certainly, or actually it could be worth less, it could be worth more, but it's having that definitive answer as to what that may look like. And your financial future and your retirement will look to hinge on that overall value. We try to remove that false sense of reality and simultaneously connect with the financial plan to make sure everything is aligned. And, you know, one of the parts that many sort of not necessarily look at are the tax implications behind selling the business, right? So again, it's having that dialogue. If you have a $10 million business, you're paying 40% of taxes. Well, you have to factor in that potentially
that value is going to be
minimized and your cash flow minimized as well. And again, it's going back to the basics, looking at the retirement plan prior to selling the business. And you know, we've helped business owners, as an example, create more sophisticated retirement plans. One client started making over $500,000 a year, and it afforded us at age 70 for him to contribute $1 million over 4 years, about $250,000, into a cash balance defined benefit plan. So again, it's thinking a little bit differently and saving on the taxes and saving a significant amount for their retirement. And again, it's upgrading wills and trusts and going back to reviewing insurance for the partners and such things as disability, buy-sell agreements and things like that.
Okay, Roman, let's go to the next step. I've had my business. I've had it 40 years. Very successful. I was comfortable, but now I'm ready to move on. How do I go about making a decision? Do I sell it? Do I leave it to my heirs, or do I leave it or pass it on to perhaps my sons or daughters? What next?
Yeah. And this is, again, this is goes back to understanding as to where you want to be, right? And keeping that end in mind. And it's looking at the next chapter. I think this is more of a qualitative question that people always ask is, what is the next chapter of my life going to look like? And how am I going to enjoy my life? Because a lot of people, as we all know,
spend a significant time on their business. So the goal here is to assess where they are looking to sell, to go public, or bring their family into the fold. Our job is to create value. What is to ultimately enhance the value of their business, right? And that word value means many different things for many different people. Value for them means, to your point, of giving it to their family members potentially. So that may be value to them, but it's creating a process and a plan where ultimately everybody's happy and having a direction, a clear defined roadmap as to where that goes. We have a team of people to help in this process that would look at implications of taxes. If a company were to go public, how to get into the phase of going public or basically selling that business overall, sort of an exit strategy. So there's qualitative aspects, here as well. One of the things that we see is that people never truly think about how many hours in a day they have to fill if they're not working. So you want to make sure you start looking at options. You want to think beyond as to what the business is today. Maybe you want to start another business. Maybe you want to be part of some charitable types of events that are going to help you occupy a significant amount of time. So we're traveling. Again, these are just specific questions that we take people down the road to make sure we understand as to where they want to be. And again, we want to make sure that when they do sell the business, where we come in and parachute in is helping those assets work to their benefit. So we're going to create a diversified portfolio. We're going to do an asset allocation, and we're going to make sure that the cash flow that they're going to get is significant or substantial as to what they need to sustain their lifestyle.
This is very insightful, especially for me, having set up two businesses in my life. You're reminding me of the mistakes I made and the ones I won't make when I consult you on the next one. Very insightful stuff, Roman. What other things, what are some last things you could mention to us?
Yeah, so I think what the takeaway here is to start the personal business planning process early. We always tell people it's a 3 to 5 year runway prior to selling or exiting a business. You want to make sure that you do everything that needs to be done in that timely manner. And find some team or people that you trust that can help you get you to that finish line and be successful in that execution. Because look, you don't want to have seller's remorse. And that's happened. People sell a business, they exit a business, and they have regrets of doing this. And it happens, and it does. And for us, it's making sure that transition is as smooth as it possibly can be, whether it's to a family or to an additional business or however it may be. Because look, you work hard to build a business and make it successful, and you want to own the overall process and make sure it's as
smooth as it possibly can be. And that's really it. And then ultimately, you want to enjoy your time, right? Because execution is critical.
I can't thank you enough for this valuable information, and I'm sure our viewers and our listeners feel the same way. And again, another service provided by Hightower. I need to thank you so much. We've been talking with Roman Chosig, Managing Director and Partner at Hightower Westchester, helping business owners stay on their path to success. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Bob. As always, appreciate it.
Hightower Westchester is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as a general market commentary. It does not constitute investment advice. Hightower Westchester and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This podcast was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of Hightower Westchester and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor before establishing a retirement plan.